met you on the road before lunchtime. W2T sitting at home.
Yes, I gotta run Bernice down to the doctor's office for a routine 6 month appointment. And I'm going to the boys' toy store.
Truly not running her down there. I mean, you probably got her in the car sitting next to you in the front seat, comfortably strapped in with her seatbelt, and you're being very nice to her. You're not making her run outside the car.
Hi, Rusty. That's correct.
Morning, Bernice.
Well, I'm going to Harbor Freight while she's in there. Are very close quarters and where they go into the exam room and that, and there really isn't any reason for me to go in this time. And I'm not crazy about exposing myself to everybody in the doctor's office anyways, but I was just there a couple of days ago for my blood test, and I gotta go next week for my 3 month appointment. She wanted to see me back because things had changed in my blood test a little bit. Hemoglobin was a little low, and creatine was a little bit high, which is something in your blood to do with your kidneys. But nothing out of the ordinary. I looked at the blood test yesterday. Well, that's our plan of the day. Nothing else much. What's up with you?
The bone density test thing this afternoon. Other than that, I'm just trying to get some stuff done, various and sundry things for performances, scheduling it for the barbershop chorus, and just some other running around errands I've got to do today. So not a whole lot, everything, because then I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow at 11:45. So we'll see what happens and go from there.
How do they do that bone density test? I've never had one of those.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've had mine, and I forgot exactly what they did. But they do all kinds of measurements and listening and things like that, and they can tell you what's then they take some blood samples and things and all that. But it'll take me longer to drive there and then longer to drive back than I will be on site at getting the bone density test done.
From what I heard, he's going to use either a hand drill or an electric drill and drill a hole in your bone just to get a sample and check how it looks.
Aha, your time is coming.
Bernice had laughed that one. I've come close to doing that with electric drills before over the years in maintenance. Well, I'm telling you, it's no fun at all if you get skin tangled up in one of them drill bits.
Skin tangled up in drill bits and saw blades and a variety of other different types of mechanical things you use for doing wood and metal working around, you know?
Yeah. Well, I had to use electric drills standing on top of a ladder on top of a crane, taking out a 480-volt ballast for mercury lights in the old days, and you didn't want to slip up there. It was 45 feet to the floor, and we had no safety belts. The ladder, we tied it on with baling wires from the top of the gearbox to the purlins, and you didn't want to look down. It'd kind of make your knees get rather weak.
That's about like when you climb towers, because I used to be able to do that on a regular basis. Of course, I'm under doctor's orders not to do any climbing anymore, but, it's all various and sundry things to get things up at the top of a tower when you're working 75 to 100 feet up in the air, you know?
Matt. And working with a gin pole and pulling up beams and taking down beams and stuff. And no, sir, not only am I not able, but I wouldn't do that anymore. I got better sense.
Be careful doing that. You got to be careful doing that. And well, you be careful out there on the road. Don't go spend all your money at the toy store.
driveway, the security hootie-dootie started faulting yesterday and dinging a lot, and so the transducer outside, excuse me, makes it rather bad. Boy, these ladies, she's getting out of her car and swung her door right out in front of me. Not a good idea.
You got to be careful when you're doing things like that. It could get you hurt. And a friend I was out with yesterday, we stopped by Lowe's to pick up something. We were looking for some stuff for her. And we were coming out the exit door, and this idiot was coming out. He had one of these flat carts loading. He had a sheet of plywood on it. He had a box sitting on top of it. And he was coming out the exit door, and he couldn't see over the blooming box. And he come out the door too fast, and she was standing there trying to figure out something before we went and got in the car. And it's a good thing I turned and looked and hollered at her, because otherwise he'd have hit her right smack in the back with that thing and put her in the hospital. So, you know, as they say, they walk among us.
Thanks to mine, Rusty, years ago, passenger LTR, mobile, now you know, Wade Hampton now, dropped Bernice off. I was going out to collect for my newspapers, and I had to go out to one late because they weren't there during the day. And as I was coming back, this 1954, come up to stop sign on Michigan Street and just flipped it up into second gear and ran me off of the road on my motorcycle up along the railroad tracks. So I went back and caught up with him, and he was drunk. And I'm fairly certain of that. And I said, you know, you almost killed me back there. And he says, I don't give a you know what. And I left him a sizable boot print right in the side of his dad burned driver's side door.
You got to do things like that. You got to get people. Sometimes you got to get people's attention. And you know, it's kind of rough sometimes to get their attention. So it, you know, you have to enforce it with a little bit of a, you know. A little bit of information with some kind of, you know, assessment idea to get their attention. 2x4, big hammer, a big boot, you know, anything, things like that will get their attention.
Nowadays, you'd get shot if you did that, but back then, not so much. I don't think it mattered to him. He was drunk, and it was a junk car anyways, but I was a little wilder back then, especially on motorcycles. Well, I got to beat this semi-truck, which is 80,000 pounds, around the corner here to go into Harbor Freight. So I better let you go, Rusty. Maybe I'll catch you down the line today. Good luck with your bone density test and all. 73s. Wow. That car come around in front of me about 45, 50 miles an hour with a trailer on the back and missed me about 2 feet. Wade Hampton is the new Woodruff Boulevard. 73's Rusty. Have a good day. In 0 GR.
Pay attention to your driving, old man. W2T 73's.